Welcome to the Sports and Shit podcast presented by Anchor. Your hosts each week are Maddie.
If you're a pyro, make it worth my while. You know, light yourself on fire and walk down the street.
And the multi-talented Smitty.
Hey, if we're going to eat balls, let's experiment with the sauces.
I mean, seriously.
If you like sports sprinkled in with a little bit of shit, then this podcast is for you. Now, here are your hosts, Maddie and Smitty.
It is episode number 27 of the Sports and Shit podcast. Thanks for joining us all. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter. We are on Twitter at Sports and Shit Pod. And we haven't gotten an email in a while. Send us an email, sportsandshitpod@gmail.com. I am Maddie, and my guest is the next opponent for Mike Tyson. It is Smitty the Strangler.
I
think that's your only chance.
I refuse. I don't. No, thank you.
He's already backed out.
No, thank you.
Smitty is a lover.
Yeah, me and Roy Jones both have had enough.
Yeah, I think so.
No,
I think Roy Jones wanted to fight him just a little bit more than you did, which wasn't a lot.
No.
No, he wanted out of there. He didn't want any business doing it at all.
No.
Tyson looked pretty friggin' good for 53 years old. And Roy Jones looked like, you know, a 51-year-old.
Either one of them could kick my ass.
Kick your ass.
So I would not like to be in the squared circle with either man.
No.
No, thank you.
You might have a chance with Nate Robinson. He took it in the mush from Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Who's YouTuber.
YouTube guy. Yeah. Beat the piss.
Oh my God.
He looked like he might have been dead.
I know. He went face down, like no
out
hands.
Cold, unconscious.
Oh yeah.
Nate is an athlete, so he would probably beat me up anyways.
He was.
But
no doubt.
I mean, and let's be honest, I'm not a fighter.
No, you're not a fighter.
I'm not a fighter.
No,
I've been in one fight in my entire life and I was owned pretty much. It was a bigger kid.
Yeah.
And he just basically hit me a few times and then shoved me into a locker and it was over.
He took care of business.
Yeah, he did.
TKO.
it was a technical knockout.
It was a Smitty knockout.
I'm not a violent man by any stretch of the imagination.
No, neither am I. I had one fight as well, third grade.
So we got the fights out of the way early.
Yeah, fellow by the name of Troy Brennan. One punch. I turned, he hit me in the back, and then someone's sister yelled out, "Hey, can't do that down here. You're in the front yard." And then that was it. It was over. My only fight. I didn't throw a punch in my only fight. Yeah, so that was it. But I'm not a fighter either, so. And I love how the criteria is for someone who would beat you up to be an athlete. I think non-athletes could probably beat us up. I don't think he has to be an athlete.
No, Nate I would Robinson. Just say, I mean, he's short. I have the height. And probably the reach.
You probably have some reach. Yeah.
But I'm not sure I could, like, hold him by his forehead to keep me away from hitting me or something. You know what I mean? Like, he's probably a little bit quicker than me.
He is.
He probably grabs my arm and tears it off.
And beats me with it.
I'm just standing there with blood shooting out of my shoulder joint while he's you know, knocking me unconscious with my own arm.
Yeah, he probably is. He'd send you right to Jupiter and Saturn because they're going to form a double planet. They're going to form a double planet in the sky in December. Jupiter and Saturn. I don't know where those are or if you could see it happening.
They are far away. I'll let you know that. They are towards the end of our solar system.
They are. They are because there's like Mercury is up front with Mars. And
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
Oh, you know the order?
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
I'm not smart of the fifth grader, so I don't know the order.
It might be Jupiter, Saturn.
Uranus.
Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
Neptune, Pluto. Wasn't there another one? Wow, look at you.
Pluto, they're saying now, like, isn't a planet or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, they've said that in, like, the last 15
years. I mean, they're all the way down the end. Can you just let him be a planet?
No, let him be. Jesus.
What are they hurting?
All of a sudden scientists are like, "No, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Get out of here."
It was not a planet. Someone took a telescope and was like, "Wait a minute. Pluto's not a fucking planet. What are you talking about?" Oh, God.
Hey, you asshole. Beat it. Get out of here.
Yeah, we got to take
Make like a tree and leave.
Oh, God. This is an interesting development. I heard that female bedbugs, I've never really experienced bedbugs.
No, I haven't either.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
But female bedbugs don't have vaginal openings, so males must stab them in the abdomen with their penises. You talk about a letdown of epic proportions if you're a male bedbug. Like, that just takes all the pleasure. Stabbing people in the stomach?
Well, I mean, think of it from the female bedbug's perspective, oh, right?
Right.
Like, you just like you're right. Well, yeah, I mean, you're getting all warmed up sex, and then somebody just stabs you in the stomach.
I don't think it's something of a turn on. I don't think that's a turn on at all.
No, they're just doing it for procreation purposes.
Yeah, for procreation, right? I guess. So how would that even work if you're stabbing them in the stomach? How would it reproduce anything, really?
Do they have multiple babies per stabbing?
They might.
They might have, probably babies.
Well, they probably have larvae, right? Is that what
they're I think we're out on a branch that we really don't know anything about.
I'm going to reel myself back in.
That we don't really know anything about.
Let's do something we know about.
Okay,
British Airways flight attendant was under investigation for offering adult entertainment on the flights. So she's offering some what for and how do you do on the flights.
Why has this never happened on a flight I've been on?
Again, where are we? It's kind of like those teachers.
The student sex.
Like not that I've had many that I really would want to anyway in the past, but that never happens to anybody I know.
No.
No.
Nope.
In this particular situation, this flight attendant is under investigation because she's offering a little bit of, you know, yeah. a little knock knock. Yeah.
Who's there? Come on in.
Come on in where? Yeah. So she's offering that. So that was
like you said, why aren't we where that's going on?
I don't know. I'd like to see who the flight attendant is because it
certainly does.
I mean, it does.
It certainly does.
There was a Kazakhstani. Do we have any Kazakhstani listeners?
I'm sure.
I think we do. We're international and shit. Kazakhstani bodybuilder actually married a sex doll after a whirlwind romance. I feel it odd that he would need to romance her to actually get her to marry him. You know what I mean? It's a doll. You don't need a whirlwind romance. You don't need chivalry or
no. What you need is probably a couple $100. I mean, I don't know how much sex dolls cost, but
yeah. Well, yeah, whatever. At least. I mean, this one was a real life. Like, that's probably a couple grand for those.
Oh yeah,
for those like real. Yeah, for those. Not that I've researched it, but I think those go for a lot of money. Like the silicone.
It's on your
life. Like
it's like on your Christmas.
It's on my Christmas.
Christmas list.
Yeah, I never get it every year though. I don't get one.
You keep asking. Yeah, and nobody ends up. Nobody buys.
I've even asked for it in different ways. Like, to disguise it, but it just doesn't come to fruition. So this is probably like a $2,000 doll.
Okay, so
but whatever.
Yeah, you know. But still, either way. Yeah. So like, you shouldn't need the romance. You just need the money.
You just
like,
need the money.
Here's the money.
Here's the
money. Here's $2,000.
Yeah,
we're getting married.
Yeah, we're married.
I just bought the fucking doll.
You're married.
We're getting married.
We're married.
Yeah,
this doll and me.
are married now,
and that's it. So last week we talked about a monolith that appeared in the Utah desert.
We did.
It was actually taken away or stolen or moved away from the Utah desert.
Oh, it was?
It was. And now one has just popped up in Romania. Similar situation. Monolith, big rectangular, standing up in the middle of nowhere. I think someone's just fucking with us. Someone's just playing a game.
It's the aliens?
It is.
Or it's just...
Well, it's those Plutonians that are pissed off that they aren't a fucking planet anymore, and they've just thrown monoliths everywhere.
Yeah,
are Pluto people Plutonians? I made that up. I love how you didn't respond until you were like, "Who the fuck are the Plutonians?"
Sure they are. We'll go with that. Yeah, we'll go with Plutonians.
The Plutonians.
And what it really is it's a phone charger. And it a is. Fucking beverage holder. That's what it is.
Get your beverages.
You plug your phone in to charge it, and you're standing in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Like we said before. And you open up a little compartment, and there's some fucking drinks in there for you.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some drinks and, you know, maybe a wet towel or, you know, something.
Yeah, moist towelette.
Moist towelettes. You're going to need some moist towelettes because you need to, you know, cleanse yourself every once in a while in the desert, right? Maybe some aloe because you're burning.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're burning.
Burn like a motherfucker. Probably not in Romania.
No, right.
It's probably have different right. types of little doodads in the compartments.
Doodads. Is there a section that's doodads?
Yeah.
Knickknacks.
Knickknacks. Knickknacks. Doodads. Maybe some Yadro.
Dooflickerschmickers.
some Yadro staff figurines and stuff.
Yeah. Just what's that little doll, that Chinese doll I used to pull apart and take all the little one. There was the another Chinese, one and another.
Oh, the Russian nesting doll?
They were Chinese? Oh.
I don't think so.
I thought they had like wardrobe, whatever.
I mean, maybe you had one that had like a dragon on it or some shit.
I thought she was wearing a kimono or something, but I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
But those Russian dolls that
one
inside of another, inside of another. There was actually another news development. An anti-gay politician resigns after being caught at a 25-man Hungarian orgy. So here's the thing. We're an equal opportunity podcast, so it's not about that. What it is about, though, is if you are something, you need to own it. You know what I'm saying? Like, be who you are and let us know, and we will love you for who you are. But I love these people.
Oh, yeah.
It seems to be the people who are staunch against something,
right.
Like protesting,
against
it 1,000%, are always hiding something in the end. And this guy is another example of being at a 25-man Hungarian orgy. I mean, that's a little extreme. I mean, usually if you're anti-gay or you think you're anti-gay and then all of a sudden, you know, maybe you're dating someone behind the scenes, that's different. But you're at a 25-man Hungarian orgy is a little on the extreme side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's going from
left to right.
Yeah, like you said, from one extreme to
the other. One extreme to the other.
You're anti-gay, so you know, don't want them to have any rights.
Hungry for the Hungarian orgies.
Like you said, you can do whatever you want.
Do it.
But you should own it. I mean, it's the hypocrisy, really, of the whole thing.
It is a wicked hypocrisy.
It's like, just make up your mind.
Yeah.
You know? Don't not want to give these people rights.
Because you're definitely hiding something in the
end. Right.
So Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband, we talked about Dr. Dre
and
his ex-wife and the outlandish request she had for money. Well, Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband, who's actually, I want to say it's Reba McEntire's son, is actually seeking $436,000 per month in their divorce settlement. So Kelly Clarkson and this gentleman, who's Reba McEntire's son. Now, Reba has a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Reba is a big-time
big-time country artist.
And also a sitcom that's successful. And
right.
So she makes a lot of money in syndication as well. So he shouldn't really need this money, but he's seeking $436,000 a month in the divorce settlement. From Kelly Clarkson.
Like I said before, with Dr. Dre and his wife, that seems excessive.
It is. It is excessive. I mean, I know she makes just a lot of money. And I get the whole, you know, we were together and what's mine is yours and everything else. But I think in extreme situations, and it's easy for me to say because if I was her husband, then I'd probably be like, you know, geez, I'd like some money. You know what I mean?
Really, would you ask for $436,000 a month?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the type to really care about money anyway, really. I mean, just give me enough to live comfortably or whatever. But
I mean, I might ask for $100,000 a month.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good, solid, round number, $100,000. Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's...
I gotta get my dry cleaning done.
You do. I mean, you live a pretty exotic... outlandish life.
Oh yeah,
that needs funds.
I mean, I wear jeans and sweatshirts. You do. The best of them.
You do. I mean, you know how many jeans and sweatshirts you can get for $100,000 a month?
Yeah.
Jeez, you can go to like Banana Republic and shit. You know, you at least get 5 or 6 of them. OnlyFans model with 1.8 million subscribers who sold her own bathwater is now selling used condoms from the porn she makes. So there is a OnlyFans model.
Jesus Christ.
It is selling her used bathwater and sells it. Like, people buy it, the used bathwater. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I can't.
I mean, can you imagine?
I can't.
Used bathwater? Like, I mean, I get, look, I'm not going to judge. I mean, I get horny. I mean, I get it. And I get the whole horny phenomenon. Like, I get it. Okay? I get it.
I mean, I get it too. I've been there.
Right? And you could get a little out there, here and there.
I mean, you get horny. You want to have the sex. But do you want someone's bath water?
Like, what is that? What fetish is that? What the fuck are you doing? I don't understand. So then,
I mean, are you drinking it? Are you rolling around in
Jesus,
it? I mean, are you pleasuring yourself?
What is it coming in? Is it coming in like a little?
I mean, it's probably it probably is.
Like dare I say, like the holy water comes in a little.
Oh my god! Like Jesus!
Like, I mean, seriously,
like Jesus! like Jesus! Seriously,
Jesus, your Jesus. So anyway, yeah, so in there. So anyway, but then the used condoms is a joint effort. It's not just, you're not just getting something from her. You're getting something.
It's not really anything from her.
No.
I mean the outside,
anymore.
I guess.
Yeah, but not anymore. I mean, by the time it ships to you. Right? Right? I mean, Jesus.
I mean, by the time it ships to you, isn't any of it dried up?
I mean, it's dried up. But can you imagine the smells?
Yeah, I mean, terrible. But
yeah.
She has 1.8 million subscribers.
Yes, 1.8. Yeah.
So OnlyFans, like, they charge you per month. So
they do.
Say she gets $5 a month from people.
That's a month.
Right.
For a 1.8?
Yeah.
Is a shit ton.
Right.
And it's not just $5.
So you don't need to sell
bath
water.
You don't.
And used condoms.
You don't. See, it's almost like a weird fetish on her part that she's giving away her bath water and used condoms.
I guess make the money that you can make. But, like, if I'm someone in her entourage.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the collect the bathwater guy.
No, can you imagine that? Can the bathwater guy? Like, okay, she gets out of the bathtub. Smitty, come on over and can you grab this bathwater and bottle it?
I'm a man of the world and I have a lot of different jobs. You've done a lot of jobs. But
that is
not one of them.
No, that's not one of them. That will not be mentioned on this program.
No.
No.
I'm not that guy.
Absolutely not. Maybe you should be a flight attendant because, again, we just talked about flight attendants. Apparently, they hate when you order Diet Coke on the plane. Do you know why?
I don't know why.
So they hate soda as it is because it takes a while. And Diet Coke takes a while to pour because of the fizzing.
The bubbles, bubbles.
So Diet Coke has the most fizz, I guess, judged by the flight attendants. So that it takes the most time to pour a full glass.
Oh, because it goes,
because it takes a while for the
bubbles
to go
down, and then you got to pour again. And
so when you order a Diet Coke.
I hate fucking Diet Coke.
I don't like that. I mean, I don't really drink a lot of soda anymore, and I really didn't before, but now I really don't at all. And I don't like diet sodas because I feel like they make you more thirsty because of all the shit that's in there.
I feel like diet sodas, it has like, they have weird aftertaste.
Yeah, they do. It's all that.
I've never been a diet soda guy ever. Like, if I'm going to drink a soda, I'm going to drink, the full on soda. Right. I'll take all the calories. Give me all the calories. Give me all the sugar. Whatever.
Right. I mean, if I'm going to drink a soda,
drink a soda. Yeah, I mean, a diet soda. That doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do you. No. And it doesn't. It's not that much better for you.
No, it's not helping you at all. If you want to have a diet drink, drink a water, not a soda.
Right. And certainly don't go order a salad and order a diet soda.
You see these people all the time. Like, I'll go to McDonald's and have, fucking two Big Macs and a Diet Coke.
Yeah, Diet Coke.
You're not helping.
No, that's
you're not helping yourself there at all.
No, that you talk about hypocrisy.
Yeah.
That is the epitome. So we've discussed different people and their romantic interludes.
Carmen Electra
achievements.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey and what we thought, they would be.
Yeah.
Or heard they would be. Well, Halle Berry been in the news.
Okay.
She's defending herself over rumors that she's terrible in bed. Halle Berry. Now, Halle Berry is very attractive.
She is.
She's been one of the, back in the 90s, she was married to David Justice, I think, former baseball player. Yeah. And she was with, several different celebrities and stuff. But she...
Little side here, quick.
Okay.
If were you find,
one of the celebrities?
No. So if you find Halle Berry attractive and you want to see a little bit more of her, shall we say.
Okay.
The movie Swordfish.
Swordfish.
Check it out.
Okay. Swordfish. Swordfish. You heard it here first. So anyway, Halle Berry is sort of deflecting rumors that she's not very good. Now, looking at it, I am not surprised that she wouldn't be, because I think she just gives us this persona of being that way. Do you feel that, or no? Do you feel that vibe from her? Like, just kind of maybe prudish, or maybe a little oversensitive, or maybe a little, I don't know. What do you feel on Halle Berry?
Yeah, see, I think she's...
Does it matter? I mean, it's yeah. You're going to be two pump chump anyway when it probably. Comes down to it. I mean, so what yeah, the hell difference probably. Make?
I mean, I feel like she's definitely more along the lines of Mariah than Carmen.
Right, Lester, that's what I'm saying. Obviously. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, it's
so
a little
I
more like, mature.
Little, yeah, I mean, I feel like you might not get her maximum effort.
right. And in you know,
well, I mean, she's not going to give me maximum effort anyway.
No, she's not giving you maximum effort.
You know what she's not going to give me? The time of day.
The time of day, right. She's not going to give you any effort.
No.
And
no.
I'm telling you right now.
No.
And I'm telling you, there's not going to be enough time that you spend with her.
No.
That she's gonna no. even want to do
no.
that. So,
no.
You're not going to give her the time either. So anyway, what's the right order to get dressed in? Okay, so you get dressed... You know, you go undies of some sort if you wear them. And then, you know, pants. Or do you go shirt first? Do you go socks first?
So this is interesting to me.
Okay.
And it depends on actually the season for me.
Okay.
Depends on the season.
Okay.
So
you're freezing your butt nuts off in the...
So I always go boxers first. So,
okay.
So
me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So boxers. And then I would go... If it's the winter, I actually go shirt first. So shirt first. Long sleeve shirt, whatever. Okay. And then pants, because it's easier to tuck in.
Oh, okay.
So if you put the pants Ooh. On first
I never thought
and
of
you
that.
Zip up and everything, then you have to unzip whatever when you put your shirt on and you tuck everything
that's
in.
That's true.
So that's the way I do it in the winter. If it's in the summer, I'm untucked. So I go pants or shorts first
okay.
and then shirt.
Really?
Okay. And I saw on this thing that people say they go underwear or boxers and then socks first. I never go socks.
I never
next.
Go. Socks are always last for me.
Always last.
Always last.
Because 9 times out of 10, especially in the summertime, I won't put socks on at all.
I don't wear them in the summer.
Yeah.
Really, much at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was amazing to me that most of the people said underwear, socks, which I don't know.
Yeah.
I find that just mind-boggling, kind
yeah.
of.
I always go bottoms. Bottoms up first, bottoms first.
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up, tops off.
Tops off.
Yeah, that's what I do first every single time. But, yeah, that's an interesting thing. I mean, I don't do the socks either. I don't do it till the very end. So a person was bitten by an animal at Carol Baskin's Big Cat Rescue. So we've talked about Carol Baskin a few times.
This bitch mm-hmm. is trying to steal that fucking zoo idea.
She is. She is. She's doing this interactive, like... I think she's letting the animals loose a little bit here and there, breaking
She heard
the
us talking about her coming to our zoo, and she's trying to steal it.
So her big cat rescue in Tampa, Florida, an unidentified person was bitten by an animal. The person is expected to survive. Hopefully all of their
that's not really like our zoo at all.
No.
Because if someone was bitten at our zoo, they would be dead.
They would not... live through any of that type of situation at all. Absolutely at all. Scientists, I don't know if you saw this, scientists say that people who swear a lot actually make better friends. And you and I, you know, we have been friends for 30 some odd years.
Mm-hmm.
And we swear like truck drivers and sailors and OnlyFans models and all that whole thing.
We tend to fucking swear on this program.
We do. We do. We tend to drop some swears. We even ask the question, your favorite swear word.
Your favorite swear word.
On the 5 questions of 2 assholes.
We do.
So we do. So I don't know if scientists say people who swear a lot actually make better friends. Why would you think that would be?
Maybe because you're more honest, maybe?
I think that could be. I think that... You will be more honest with people because you don't have as much of a filter.
Right. You'll be honest and you'll let your feelings be known.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that translates into, obviously you're going to swear a lot and everything. And I think you make a good friend because it really doesn't matter what you say, I guess.
So, I'm not sure I trust somebody that doesn't swear.
That's another good point. That's an excellent point. You know what? That's an excellent point. Because again, like, it goes back to the whole hiding something. You know what I mean?
Like if you're gonna try too like, hard. Yeah, like you are trying to. If you just say like, you know, somebody does something and you're just like, oh geez.
Yeah.
Like,
nah, yeah.
Let it fly, dude.
Yeah, let it fly.
Yeah. Fuck you.
right. You stub your toe, you tell that end table to fuck right off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm 100% with you.
Oh my God. I've called so many inanimate objects swear words. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So you talked about Drake the other day. How we were talking about people we really didn't like last episode. And how sort of overrated people, you know, overrated musicians. Well, Drake is actually in the news. He's selling a candle that smells like him. So it's a candle out there that smells like Drake. So again, it's not bathwater, but it's a candle that smells like him.
What do you think that smells like?
I'm thinking that smells like... I first thing I thought of, honestly, it's like... It smells like some bad, like, Dracar or some bad cologne. Like, just like bad some cologne. Bad $8 cologne that's just overbearing. That's what it smells like.
I think you're right. I think it's like Dracar Noir...
Yeah,
mixed with a little bit of maple syrup.
Oh yeah,
because he's Canadian. so throw a little Dracar in there, a little bit of maybe a little snow, a little bit of maple syrup.
Yeah,
and there it is. Know, throw in a couple of fucking Timbits from Tim Hortons. Call it a day.
There's a concoction right there. What do you go for? What do you do? What is your? I'm not a big cologne guy. I never really have been. The very first cologne I ever had was Nautica. And shout out to Anne Marie, one of our loyal listeners who used to work for Nautica. But I had Nautica early on.
Yeah.
Don't really use it a ton, whatever. And then I went to, I actually had Mary Kay for Men cologne. I really liked.
Yeah.
And now I'm Gap when I do wear cologne. I go Gap, I think, right now. But I like light and sweet. Like, not sweet. Light and mild and a little sweet, but not like... I don't like the overbearing thing. I like it to be light and mild.
Yes, you know? I'm with you on that. So right now I have two, and I can't for the life of me remember what one of them is. That's the one that I've had longer, and I actually like that. I like them both, but that one I've had for longer, and it's something sport.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the other one is Yves Saint Laurent.
Yves Saint Laurent.
And... It is, it's pretty good. That one's a little stronger than the other one is. So I'll just do like one spritz in the air and then a walk through. I'm not spraying it on myself because it's too strong for that. So that's why I like the, you know, like you said, light. If you just do one spray in the air and a little walk through, then it's.
So you use that one when you feel a little extra horn.
Yeah. A little extra.
Hook them with the horns.
When I want to pay for someone's bathwater, I'll.
Right.
I'll lather myself up.
Yes.
I'll little spritz in the air. I'll get out the old computer and I'll look for bathwater on eBay.
You will search used condoms. Reusable condoms.
Used condoms.
Yeah. Jesus.
Do you think she sells them? To the reusable condom lady in Vietnam?
I think that might be it.
345,000?
Right. I think,
she's reshaping?
I think, Jesus, we're on to her.
I think we are.
I mean, I think it's illegal underground. Because that woman's only making 17 cents a kilogram.
Yeah, she's making $60 for 300,000 condoms. Right.
So what's she making for the 50 that, you know, this chick sells her?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Probably paying an arm and a leg for those things.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And lastly, there was a wife who made her husband sell his PS5, his PlayStation 5, after she found out he lied about it being an air purifier. Oh, that's priceless. That is, I'll tell you what, that is pretty intuitive. That's pretty brilliant to say, you know what? No, it's a, because it sounds like, I mean, you turn it on, it makes that humming sound.
Yeah.
It could sound like an air purifier. It looks a little, you know, modern, a little Could be an airport. Who knows? Could be. That's not a bad little.
But then he, when he tries to play it,
this is problem.
Then he's backed.
Right, and she's like, I think you're playing a video game out of the airport. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, even someone that's dumb as a bag of rocks is going to catch on eventually.
Yeah, I mean that's and evidently she did. She caught on, and that was that. So last thing, and we've talked about this before, and there is this thing out that says what were the best three songs in a row on albums.
Ooh.
And this excludes the greatest hits albums.
Yes.
So the best, they call it the three song run on an album. That's a regular album, no live, and no greatest hits. You know, we did a little bit of research and stuff, and it's not as common as you think.
It's honestly pretty difficult.
It is, because a lot of them have like two back to back, and then like the third one's not a great hit, and then the next one. A lot of those like the big stars you hear about, the mm-hmm. big musicians. Have a lot of those, like this, you know, Michael Jackson has, you know, one that's like, you know, Thriller has like Bang 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 in the beginning, and there's some other ones like that. But I think when we do our Facebook Live New Year's Eve, I think we'll bandy about with some of these.
We are going to bandy, we're going to bandy this about.
Yeah.
And we'd like you, the listeners, to get involved with that. So if you're joining us on New Year's Eve for the Facebook Live, and we start to talk about this, write down in the comments. We want you to send us your favorite three-song run, and we'll shout it out on the air and talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, we'd like to accumulate all the, and I'm gonna look through the train discography.
Yeah,
and see what kind of, because I'm sure they have several.
Oh yeah, several
three-song runs.
Yeah, runs
from Train.
It's lucky he has three songs in a row that don't make you want to blow your brains out.
That's a good run for them. When you don't make people blow their own brains up.
Yeah. When you don't jerk your car into oncoming traffic when a train song comes on, you have won.
You have won. You have won.
You have won.
You have won. You are a winner.
You have won at life.
You have. So we'll do that. So if you, in the next couple of weeks here before New Year's Eve comes, we're going to do a Facebook Live 11 p.m. on New Year's Eve and then drop the best of, which we've been accumulating the best moments and we've been laughing hysterically about it. And so we're going to do that New Year's Eve. So that's a topic that we're going to touch on, and we'd like you to be interactive in that. That would be cool. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Mark Curto from WCYY 94.3 in Portland. He does this great fundraiser called Markathon, and we're going to talk to him about what's coming up December 7th to the 11th. He'll be on the air 5 straight days, and it's all in support of the Center for Grieving Children. And we'll talk to Mark Curto right after this. Our special guest today is Mark Curto. He has spearheaded the Markathon for the Center for Grieving Children, and he does it on 94.3 WCYY. This is his 12th one, and we are very happy to have Mark on with us. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, great. We're happy to have you, and we love the event. I've loved the event for many years. It's your 12th one. Pretty hard to believe, you know, there's been that many. Just give us sort of a backstory of how the idea came about.
So I started at CYY beginning in 2005, and I was lucky to kind of get going quick and really get involved quick and kind of have some success on the air, and people didn't hate me that much, I guess. And so a couple of years into it, I got creative, and I talked to, you know, the boss here about doing something charity-wise. And, you know, stations of media usually do a lot of things. You'll see around the year, you'll see them do the annual blah, blah, blah. And to me, it just always seems phony. It just seems fake. It seems like they're reaching a quota and they got to do it. And, you know, it just doesn't seem like the effort is as honest. And maybe that's lousy to say, but it's from noon to two and then that's it for the rest of the year. My thought was like, if you're going to do it. Like, let's do something that like just takes a while, you know, let's spend some time and give more time. And by more time, I guess my thought was like, how about a full week, you know, Monday through Friday. And so I talked to powers that be here and I said, listen, why don't I just do something? I lock myself in the studio and, you know, I don't come out and blah, blah, blah. And we really make this thing stretch and we give them spotlight that lasts a little bit longer. You know, it's just going to be more effective too, right? So tweak things out. And the whole gist was, I'm on the air live 20 hours a day, each day for 5 days. And I take requests from people that make donations. and I'll play anything they want to hear. So the music goes from one extreme to the other. So it can be anything, as long as there's no swears and it's not some kind of real hateful music or whatever. But I'll play anything. So from Slayer to Sade to Sinatra to Snoop Dogg, it's crazy. And that's it. I'd sleep here. So I sleep in the studio on the floor, you know, and just I live here literally for 102 hours straight. And then, you know, the idea came up about, you know, who are we going to benefit, you know, with this? And, you know, there's so many great causes around here. And, you know, it's a really good community for supporting each other. And, you know, the Center for Grieving Children had come up. I think somebody here was on the board or something. And I said, huh, I looked into it, researched them and found out what they're all about, which is essentially their, you know, really great organization that supports families in a time of loss, time of grieving, or a family that maybe has someone with a life-threatening illness that they're going through. And I just thought that this is just an amazing thing. Myself, I hadn't had a direct loss. I had my parents. I still have my parents. And but I just couldn't imagine what it'd be like being a younger kid losing a parent or being a parent losing a child. So it kind of hit me without me having that firsthand knowledge, right? So that was it. I said, it's got to be these guys. And so 2008 was the first year I did it. And it was great. It was just me and people on the phone lines. It was all it was. It was like, how's this going to work? You know, are we going to get some kooky requests? Is it going to be fun? Anybody going to care? And we did $11,000 the first year. And so it was impressive. Everybody involved in the station and of course, everybody got a little bit more involved and, you know, and finding ways to bring on businesses and things like that. And then it just got off and rolling from there. And so we're at over 560,000 raised so far up to starting this year. And it's been pretty impressive. We added an auction page to it along the way a few years ago. I had all this autographed stuff here at the station. And like, why don't we just offer this stuff up? People can bid on it and the money goes to the center. So, you know, that section alone brings in 10 to 12,000 almost every year, just the auction items. And, you know, special guests stopping by, you know, you guys talk sports and I'm a Celtics fanatic. I was lucky to get Dave Cowens in one year, which is ridiculous.
That's great.
That was so much fun. He lives in the area. And yeah, Bob Marley. And I have a really special guest this year that I just pulled off last minute. And that's it. You know, we have people from the center come in and explain about the center throughout the whole week. And then I have families I talk to as well, too, who have utilized the services so they can speak firsthand about what it's done for them. And that goes on all week long. And in between, it's music. And it's just crazy. It's a heck of a week.
You mentioned the companies. Lone Pine Brewing in Portland, Maine, actually came up with a beer, Markathon 12. So you talk a little bit about that. That's a pretty cool little donation from them.
Yeah, they're great guys. John and Tom are, you know, former musicians themselves, too. I've known John for years. You know, he used to be making music in a band that I played on my show, Spin Out, where I feature new music and local music every Sunday night. That's the one thing I still do on CYY. I'm not here full time anymore. But so I've known John for a while. And, you know, those guys are great. I mean, they've done a great job. That brewery, that company has really built up great, nice balance of it's young and fresh, but not too edgy and it's not too stuffy, but it's classic. They're really good guys. They've wanted to do this for a couple of years. And their warehouse manager, Bob, has a real connection to the center and what they do over there. So he's always been the one pushing in there to do stuff over the years. And John and Tom have been totally on board with it. And they hold events every year to raise money and then they match that. And then this year came around and said, hey, listen, you know, they've been talking about it for a couple of years now. They said, why don't we do that? We were talking about doing a beer for Markathon. Why don't we just do that? I talked to them like 5 weeks ago about this. Like this thing is barely a month from like, let's do it to like, I drank some this morning.
Yeah.
I got that's some awesome. To test. I mean, 5 weeks, you know, from everything, from packaging to license to getting it official up in Augusta and everything. And it's nice. It's a session IPA, so it's lighter. It's an easy drink, crushable, as they say. But
yeah, right.
I don't need to have my face everywhere, but, you know, it's all about this week. And if it promotes the week and gets the word out there and helps us brand it in another way, I'm all for it. You know, I never came up with the name Markathon. I never would have done that. So I'm not all about having to push myself, but all pun intended, it comes with the packaging, I guess.
Talked about the music and the requests that come in for donations and the different sources you have for music. But you mentioned to me earlier that you actually bring in some old school CDs to play some music.
I got all sources here. I have, you know, access to all five stations up here around CYY. We have, you know, four other stations. And then I have access to, you know, streaming, you know, Spotify, iTunes, and my own laptop, which I house quite a bit of music in my iTunes. And then my own CDs. I just bring in CDs too. So I bring in all kinds of collections. So I bring in like a couple hundred CDs to maybe about 300 CDs actually to rotate from too. So I'm grabbing all kinds of sources, but Yeah, man, I do it that week. I answer all the phone calls. I adjust the music. I interview the guests. I control the, you know, the flow of everything. And it's a pretty high strung week, but it works, you know, works. Right. I think the fact that it's been successful and people really take to it, it just keeps me motivated and keeps me going every day because I don't drink coffee or anything. Right. So I need something, you know,
right.
People are giving and it's working well, then I'm motivated, you know. Right.
And it's December 7th to the 11th. So you'll be on 5 straight days and people can donate through WCYY.com. And listen, if you're in the Portland area or nearby, 94.3 WCYY. And Smitty and I play this little game called 5 Questions with 2 Assholes. And we'd like you to be a participant if you so desire.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. I got 5 on it. So Smitty's going to come with question number 1.
Okay, here we go. Question number 1. What is your favorite piece of vinyl from your extensive collection?
That's a tough call. I don't want to keep you guys waiting forever. I have some jazz stuff that I really love that's older and hard to find, really classic early editions, like, you know, John Coltrane and some old Buddy Rich records, you know, some old Singer records. I have some of my mom's old, you know, Roy Orbison and Platters albums. Some things, you know, for me, it's not necessarily about value, about, oh, this one's $500 and it was only made, you know, in England for 2 weeks. And it's just some stuff that just, like, you know, it's meaning.
Sentimental to you. More yeah, sentimental.
Matt, you know, when we went to school together, you know, I got all these hip hop records in because I did the radio station. One of the shows I did was all hip hop. So I have all these original versions of like that great period of hip hop from 91 to 95. So I got all these De La Soul and, you know, Tribe Called Quest and all the good early hip hop stuff, original versions, Biggie and Wu-Tang and all that. And then there's some other things too. You know, first album I ever bought was Van Halen's first album with my own money. Still have that and the Caldor wrapping. Yeah, it's more for personal reasons than value, I suppose.
And we were part of a group in 1991, Cumberland County Civic Center, saw Van Halen, Van Hagar, actually, with Alice in Chains. That was quite the concert.
Pretty much got booed off stage.
They did. You
know? And then a month later, everybody bought their album. So
I know. It was a really crazy night. It really was. All right, question 2. What is your favorite curse word?
Oh, geez. It's a duck. Can I go with a double? Is that all right? Yeah, fucking asshole. It just bang, bang. It just hits, you know? And everything this year, just, you know, it doesn't necessarily be a person, but this whole year has just been a fucking asshole. You
yeah,
know?
No question.
Okay, number 3. Who is the most memorable famous person that you've met?
Oh, geez. That's a tough... I don't let me rapid fire a few off the top of my head. You know, I met the Foo Fighters. I met Dave Grohl. you know, just music, just all around everything. Like I met Liza Minnelli very awkwardly at a music convention. Isaac Hayes and
wow,
weird things. Like even when I was at school with Maddie, I used to play this dude from Detroit who was on a small independent record label in New Jersey named Kid Rock. In 1993, so I used to talk to him all. I have his home phone number. I played him in college radio. Anybody knew him. And then 98, he becomes huge and one of the most annoying people in music, right? I'm tired of him, but I've caught up with him over the years and stuff. But yeah, and some sports people, but just a few off the top of the dome.
Nice. Okay, number 4, what's your go-to pig out food? Something you can really pig out on if you're real hungry.
I'm ice cream. I'm an ice cream guy.
Oh, me too. Right. Me too.
Brigham ice cream.
Yes. Brigham's, that a boy.
That a boy.
Love it.
Brigham's
ice cream. What's your flavor? What's your go-to flavor?
Well, ironically, it's coffee. Even though I don't drink
coffee. Oh, he has a good coffee.
Brigham's
food,
coffee ice cream is my favorite ice cream. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Brigham's coffee ice cream is excellent.
It is. It's tremendous.
I grew up on Brigham's, you know, because I'm kind of a Massachusetts kid, sort
of. Oh, yeah.
So.
Talking to a couple of Mass guys here. Love some Brigham's.
Oh, love me some Brigham's.
Yeah.
All right. Number 5. You go to your girlfriend's house and meet her father for the first time. He hands you the auxiliary cord. What is the first song you play?
Oh, for her dad? What's the first song I play? Jeez, Louise. You were just hanging out and I'm just playing something to impress him.
So
you're not playing probably like Unskinny Bop by Poison or something like that.
right.
You know, I got to get a feel for him. There's a couple ways I'm going to go with this if it's all right.
Okay, yeah.
If he seems like he's more of a, let's say modern, but you know, obviously he's got some years on me. But if he's more cooler and listens to me than whatever, I'd probably hit him with like Deacon Blue by Steely Dan.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sisters. And then if he feels like he's a little old school, or maybe he's not into music and doesn't have records or whatever, you know, I'd probably throw on maybe some Smokey Robinson.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Smooth.
Very smooth.
Smokey is one of the greats.
Still awesome. Sounds great, too, man.
He does. Motown's fantastic. Timeless. Yeah. We really appreciate you. You know, we've known each other a long time. Really proud of what you do, and really looking forward to hearing you again this week, December 7th to the 11th on WCYY. Go to WCYY.com and donate and request a song. And I'm going to request a little Shy or a little old school R&B, Tevin Campbell, a high roll.
All right, a little Shabba Ranks.
A little Maxi Priest.
Woo!
Yeah. A little SWV. Yeah, Sisters of Voices, absolutely.
A little Xscape, just kicking it.
Boy, that's a great album.
We're geeking out here back, you know, those college days. You're getting,
oh, yeah.
That was a hot time for all that kind of New Jack Swing R&B.
Oh, it's New Jack Swing. There's been nothing better. This is the last great R&B era, in my opinion, was the New Jack Swing. And it's timeless. I listen to it all the time still. Fantastic.
It always sounds like it's made for whatever time you're in, you know?
It is. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate it, buddy. And good luck this week. And we'll be checking it out.
Thanks again to Mark Curto, good friend for a long time. And he does it's a great cause, Markathon 12 and Lone Pine Brewing. And we love our beer.
We do.
They have actually come up with a Markathon 12 Session IPA that I hear, is delicious. And I think I'll pick up some and try that out. And so that will be December 7th to the 11th. He'll be on WCYY.
And we'd like anyone that is in the area or not in the area to jump on to the WCYY website and choose a song and donate to a very, very good cause.
Absolutely.
So, I'm going to do that. I'm going to throw a song on there, maybe some R&B, type of R&B jam.
Sure. You'll have to, because you really can't choose from all the train songs that you'd want to play.
You know what? I might do a train song just to spite Mark. I'm going to pick awesome. Drops of Jupiter.
Yes, you are.
And I'm going to donate.
Every day for 5 days.
Mark will unlock himself.
He will.
From there and run for the hills.
He will. That dungeon he's in, he'll be out of there. Absolutely. But absolutely. Go to WCYY.com, donate, and request any song. And he's got like 40,000 songs. So he'll definitely have what you want. So do that. And many thanks again to Mark for being on the program. And it's another great week of tomfoolery and
shenanigans.
Ballyhoo. And Smitty has to get to sparring because he's getting ready for his title fight with Mike Tyson coming up very shortly.
I am shaking my boots.
Yeah, so he'll try to get out of that. But for now, thanks again for listening, and everybody have a great week.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Lose you. About a shot.